he's got all your provisions, but there's no relationship and no fellowship. And if there was fellowship, you could just reach over in the cup holder and get yourself about a billion. Come on, you can reach over in the cup holder and get your healing manifested. You can reach over in the cup holder, come on, and get your tuition for your kids. You can reach over in the cup holder and get some peace in your house. You can reach over in the cup holder and get that man. You can reach over and I'm meddling with y'all. Oh no, folks. Struggle comes when you don't know the Father. And one of the things that happens is when we go places, you have people that have fear. I'm talking about people of God. And one thing we know is that love, perfect love, casts out fear. Don't we know that? Well, here's the best way to get rid of fear. I got it from Bishop David Oedipo in Nigeria. The best way to get rid of fear is to get the presence of God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. If you know the Father is right there with you, and the Father rules over everything there is no fear in your life. Now, what do we come from? We come from families that we don't even know who daddy is. And then when you do have a daddy, there's a daddy that was mean. He abuses, so forth and so on. And they transfer that right to the father. And whenever you mention the word father, they got to stay at a distance because that father was mean. He beat me all the time. It's so forth and so on. I'm just saying you got to get rid of that. Any man or woman that is in Christ has become a new creature. God is your father. He is a loving father. He doesn't put sickness on you. The Bible says he chastens you. That doesn't mean he takes a Louisville slugger and hits you upside the head or causes you to get in a car wreck. Chasten in Hebrews chapter 12 means that he chastens you with his word. You do something wrong and God through his word will take you and spank you with the word and you will feel so bad you don't know what to do. I'm telling you, folks, this is the loving heavenly father that loves you and gave his son for you. Oh, I'm preaching better than you saying amen. In whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Part of your family is in the arena right up there in Hebrews chapter 12, and they are looking at you right now. They are cheering you on. Let's go, John. Let's go, Susie. You can do it. Stand. Don't give in. Stand. Let it come on now. The only way to get to the Father is through the Son. The only way. Can't get to him any other way. Somebody said, well, I don't even know who my real daddy is. You do know your real daddy. Your real daddy is God the Father. Give the Lord a praise. That's all we've time to God. All right. I had a lot more here, but you got the message, didn't you? That's powerful stuff, folks. When he said something, he said, our Father. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they'll comfort me. Thou hast prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup is running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of my God forever and ever and ever. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know why. I feel like we just need to get up and just kind of give God some praise. Just worship God here. I just feel that we need to just worship God here for a minute. Glory to God. Glory to God. My Lord. Ha ha. Ha ha. In my house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. When he shows up, yokes will be destroyed. Burdens will be removed. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor. Woo-hoo. Ha-ha. Erekesita la bahasa. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, you're coming into his presence now. You're coming into his presence. Worship him. Just worship him. Woo-hoo. All right. Glory to God. All right, let's take our seat for just a moment, please. If you know that Jesus, if you right now know that you need him, and you know that you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and your personal Savior, I want you to do something right now. I want you to take a step of faith and let me pray for you the prayer they prayed for me to bring me out of darkness into the marvelous light. If you want that in your life, let me pray for you right now. Whoever you are, take a step of faith. Get up out of your chair. Come up here and stand with me here at the altar right now. Come on, I'm talking about being saved right now. Being saved right now.